Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so that's a shock to your system, Lee.
What's that?
When you like you're out on the beach yesterday, you know what I mean? Like today you're here.
Yeah, that's usually the way I schedule my vacations, I have a day or so to transition back from beach mode into work mode. But that is a shock to the system. You have our sympathies this morning, Tara.
Well, thank you. We've all gone through that, just the shock of coming back to work like that. Yeah. No, normally I do that too, so I'll take like a whole week off. But last night was Meet the Teacher because, you know, school starts next week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I learned this one year, I miss Meet the Teacher. And let me just tell you, you get so much important stuff that night that if you don't go to meet the teacher, you're basically like Hillary wandering in the woods after the election, like till Christmas. You know, like stuff's going on in class, kids are bringing things in, you're completely confused. How did anybody know that was going on? So we had to come back for that last night. So get the kids set for school and all that.
Good, important stuff.
Oh yeah, I tell you, you probably remember this, Lee, right? Because you're not too far past it. Just seems like. You just get nickel and dimed to death with the back to school thing.
Absolutely,
I don't even know what I spent. I had a dream last night, okay? This is my actual dream. And it's like it's just like money is going out the door. There are fives and tens and twenties and $12 bills. Don't ask me why $12 bills.
Okay,
$12 bills, okay? And they're going by my head really fast in the wind, and they're mine. And I'm trying to grab them, but they're getting through my fingers, and my husband is yelling, grab it, grab it. You missed it. And I think that was my mind, like how I feel getting ready for school to start. You know, like just what did I buy? I don't even see anything here. I don't know.
And you've got three that you're dealing with at one time. Yeah.
I know, it was nuts. So anyway, we took the school supplies to school, which is a great idea to have Meet the Teacher, you know, and bring all the school supplies in that night, get them all set up.
The palette of glue sticks.
Yeah. Oh, by the way. Don't bring up glue sticks with me because you know how I feel about right?
I know, yeah.
The second worst thing, and parents are out there nodding this morning, is the sketchboard markers, right? They say, bring in a pack of six. Six? You mean for this school year? There's what, like 25 kids in the class? I mean, do you know how many, what are you going to write? War and Peace on the, you know what I mean? Like, what the, like 85 times? I mean, so I'm not doing this. I'm bringing in one. If she wants more, she can email us all and ask. They always do, right? And I go buy that stuff. I do if the teachers ask. I don't want them coming out of their own money. But I'm not bringing you six Expo Writer, you know what I mean, boards. I'm just not doing that. Well, so I went into one of the teacher's classes, and she's got this whole, you know, now she's got this whole cubby, like this whole box full of these things, right?
Right.
You couldn't use them in 10 years. And I look, and like kind of the side behind her desk is the one from last year. It's still sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's still sitting there. You can tell some of them have been used, you know what I mean? Like the ones on the top. And I'm like, there are enough Expo markers in this classroom for the whole school.
So we have some marker hoarding going on.
Yeah, we do. And you know what the other thing that drives me nuts? They'll send you these school lists, right? And they'll tell you, like, composition books, right? Like, don't get the cheap ones. Spend the money for the good, hardcore ones, right? So then you get in there and you experience the socialism, right? So I buy the good ones. I bought the good five-subject notebook because they'll say don't buy the crappy ones. Buy the good ones, and they'll give you the brand. And I do that. And you know what they want you to do? Throw them in a box for all the kids. And so I'm looking in the box, and I'm like, wow, there's some not good ones in here. I spent top dollar. You know what I mean? So this is what socialism looks like.
Yeah, it is.
Buy
it
the
is.
Good ones. They're not for your kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, whatever. I'm over it. Anyway, this Jeffrey Epstein thing. That's a little hard to explain, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's, let's adjust the tinfoil hats again.
I know Carol Lenning. I know her pretty well, actually. Spent many hours with Carol Lenning covering the school board in Charlotte. She's a Washington Post reporter now, and she is as left-wing as they come, right? But a serious person, nonetheless, as serious as you can be in journalism at Washington Post. I mean, when Carol Lenning tweets that she's got sources that say his friends, you know, he told his friends he was afraid he was going to be murdered.
Yeah.
You can take that to the bank. I know her really well. And when Carol Lenning says that, and Bernard Carrick, former head of the NYPD, you know what I mean? Not exactly a small town law enforcement officer. And you've got, you know, Carol Lenning from The Washington Post, Bernard Carrick, you've got Greg Jarrett asking serious questions over there at Fox News. He's deeply respected on our side. I mean, you have serious people asking these questions. You know, not conspiracy sites. I don't think I'm in the realm of conspiracy to ask these questions.
No, it's mainstream. It's not just weird little, you know, website or blogger somewhere. This is very mainstream.
For Carol to come out and do that, I mean, she's just not like that. She's extremely measured. You know, we would have city council and school board members, you know, punching holes in walls at one point in Charlotte. And her description was like, you know, watching paint dry. You know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't come out and insinuate the guy's murdered for no reason. It's just when you're watching who is doing this and what they're saying. I mean, former acting attorney general Matt Whitaker, a serious person as well on Fox News, saying, you know, this is fishy. This doesn't make any sense. But come on, you know, So apparently the Bureau of Prisons moved Epstein from suicide watch to a room with bunk beds and sheets. Then his cellmate was removed. Then the guards stop watching him. Then the guards falsify the reports on what they did. Then he hung himself with the bed sheets in a way that breaks his hyoid bone, something almost impossible to do the way he did it. He's alone in the room with the bunk beds. No one's watching. Nobody noticed. And then there's this one. I mean, and all of this happens right after the federal court filing. Mm-hmm. And we're finding out, wow, Al Gore was one of his rapey friends. You know what I mean? Like, we're finding out all these big names that are coming out. And then you find out that in the last year, Epstein has sat down with a New York Times reporter and said, listen, I got files on everybody. He's like, I got over 200 Brits. He's like, I got hundreds of files on the most highest profile people out there, politicians, tech titans, and I'm going to drop it like a bomb. And he says that. And he wants the guy to write his memoir. And, you know, now the New York Times reporter's like, darn, shouldn't have passed on that, you know?
Yeah.
But you got all that going on, and you're like, whoa. I mean, this is a guy who systematically kept blackmail records for decades. We have known he did this since the Palm Beach trial. This is old, new. I mean, that's old. He's got the records. We've known he's got the records. He did this to protect himself. It worked the first time. He only got 10 months for abusing 21 women that we know of in that trial. It worked. And this, a guy who spent his whole life keeping blackmail records, when it comes time to use them, suddenly commits suicide? You kidding me? I mean, it just doesn't pass the smell test.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he was murdered. I'm saying this thinks to high heaven.
Well, I've got to share this with you. When all this stuff broke and Trump tweeted out, and you knew this was going to happen, and he retweeted a tweet from a somebody who was, you know, making the accusation that they felt like that the Clintons were involved, and that's why this was going on. And the AP attacked Trump, reminding people that he was the one that was going around talking about the questions about former President Barack Obama's birth certificate. And they were poo-pooing all this, and the way that this was, you know, just some conspiracy theory that he was retweeting this, that this was beneath the dignity of the president. And I'm going like, okay, this is coming from the Associated Press, who for 3 years told us that there was collusion between this president and his campaign and the Russians.
Yeah, at that point, you need to give your readers more than a retraction.
You need
an apology.
It's just like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean... I realize that there are folks who disagree with his Twitter behavior, but big deal. I mean, this bastion, what used to be the bastion of American journalism, sitting here criticizing and going after and attacking the president on him making just simply retweeting something that somebody else said. And then yet they're the ones, the Associated Press, the left-wing media, and all the Democrats, and many of whom still want to claim that there was collusion when we know for a fact there was not. Period. And they keep bringing this stuff up. It just goes to show you the animosity and the negative attitude that is still out there. And we're going to beat this guy up throughout the 2020 election. And if he gets reelected through 2024, it's just not going to stop. And they don't care what damage they do to the American culture or the American political structure that we have.
Meanwhile, Democrat Party's putting out talking points. They don't think this is a conspiracy at all. You know what the it's from Act Blue, which is the talking points that put them out every day. This is why the left-wing media always speaks like using even the same phraseology.
Yeah.
So one of the talking point instructions were, you know, whatever you do, don't link to the federal court documents when you're talking about Epstein, because it's like literally a list of Democrat officials who, you know what I mean, might have partaken in the goods there at the pedophile island. So so they think it's serious. Yeah, but, you know, it's going to be another one of these nothing to see here. Oh, speaking of nothing to see, did you see Bill Clinton in the dress?
Oh, no, I have not seen that, and I do not want to see that.
That is...
I don't
I must
want
say,
to see that.
He did rock the dress. So I did not think...
No, no, I don't
are you
care.
Sure? Because I can bring a button.
No,
it's just you're right across the hall.
I don't want to see that.
Okay, are you sure?
I see nothing.
Because I can make that happen.
No.
All right.
No.
Come on, just for a second.
No.
It's good to be back, Lee. I missed y'all.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texterite, so glad you're back, Tara. By the way, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. So glad you're back, Tara. Welcome home. My omelets are just a little less fantastic when you're away. Oh, well, it's just 4 days. Oh, but I missed you guys, too. I did. I went nuts sitting on that beach. I wanted to get back here, get in front of the microphone. Oh, this Epstein thing. This Epstein thing. I think this Jeffrey Epstein thing is one of those major psychological turning points. I mean, in the collective psychology of a country, I do. I believe that. I'm going to explain that as the show rolls on today. This is the biggest stack of stuff I've had. I can't do it all in one show. I'm going to have to work it in next week. But you guys deserve that. There's so much that happened this week that I know you've missed because it wasn't here. The FBI is off the chain, folks. They are off the chain. Three major FOIA cases. They got documents that have come out or are coming out over the last week or so. The picture, this picture. Do you realize? we now have the papers, folks. We got the documentation. They had a signed agreement with Hillary Clinton. The FBI lied it. Not to look anywhere on the computers and the devices where crimes might have occurred. That they had to delete evidence of other crimes if they found it. They could not investigate the date range when the main crimes occurred. Oh, and you know that whole part about bleach bidding? Like, you know, all of her stuff, the laptops, the computer, that kind of thing. Yeah, she didn't do that. The FBI did. Wait, what? Yeah, they did. They did it for her. Wouldn't that be destroying evidence? Uh-huh. Obstruction of justice? Yeah. Okay, let me explain this to you. Suppose you're a major drug kingpin here, and you've had some people off, or you sideline and bank robbery, and you've done a lot of bad things. And you've scheduled it all on your computer. So... they want a computer, right? Greenville PD. I'll pick on my friend Ken Miller for a minute, police chief. And a drug kingpin says, you can't have it. What do they do? They kick in the door with a warrant. Unless you're Hillary. And they're the FBI. In which case, a negotiation begins. So this would be like if we found out Camilla, well, there's multiple bank robberies associated with this person, which, by the way, bank robbery would be small potatoes compared to what was in the 30,000 documents that the 30,000 classified emails the Chinese got. Do you realize, you know how bad it was? What we found out in those FOIA documents that came out this week, CIA asset information was in there. Critical CIA thinking secrets, critical geospatial agency secrets. This is big deal stuff. We got technology in the geospatial agency that nobody else has. They got it. So the FBI agreed not to look where they'd find it. Okay, can you imagine how outraged we would be at Police Chief Ken Miller, my friend, if we found out that like one of the biggest drug kingpins here, who's multiple bank robberies, multiple armed robberies, couple of murders here and there, here is a crime. It's all on the computer. And Ken Miller cuts a deal with this guy. Could just kick his door in and get the computer. Get a warrant like they do for you. And I, no. Cuts a deal, says, okay, well, hand the computer to us. If we find evidence of this, we'll delete it. And if we find evidence between this date range, no matter how bad it is, we'll delete it. And if we find and we do this, we're not going to, we just won't do anything. Oh, I will give immunity to everyone involved just to say thank you for turning the computer over. You think he'd still have a job if that came out? Due to be in prison. You know what they call that? It's a term that you hear a lot on CNN because they accuse Trump of it. It's obstruction of justice. There are so many. By the way, that stuff was under subpoena by Congress. They made a deal with Hillary to bleach bit it for her. The FBI. I'm just letting you like process this for a minute. And that was just one of the three things that came out of the last week and a half or so. Yeah, it's going to be an action-packed show. I wouldn't miss it. I will say, though, the Bill Clinton in a dress photo that Epstein has, I think I'm going to go down the hall and show it to Lee anyway. I think it's the thing he needs to see. He looks really good in that color. Wonder what else Epstein had. And if you had all this, why would you give up and kill yourself? You tell the New York Times that you have spent decades, that you have files on 200 high-ranking Brits alone. I don't even count what you have on the tech titans and the 300-plus elite officials, many of them politicians in America. You've collected all this to protect yourself so that you can live the lifestyle that you live with underage girls. And when it comes down to the wire, you kill yourself? You just give up and kill yourself. Okay. Oh, and you do it right after you tell folks you're going to talk to save your rear end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yep, here and glad to be back. Cut the vacation about a day short because we had to come back for the Meet the Teacher night. Which if you missed that, like I said, you're like Hillary wandering the woods after the election. You have no idea. I mean, it's like Christmas before you figure out what's going on in school because they give you all the papers and the signups and the websites. I mean, it's just you got to come back for it. So shock to my system. And I'm like on the beach yesterday. And now I'm here, which is weird. So much stuff going on. So much stuff going on. Texture writes, so Tara, you disappeared for days and Jeffrey Epstein dies. Coincidence? There are no coincidences. That's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah, Epstein had a photo of Bill Clinton in a blue dress. It's a dead ringer. Media's pretending it's not out there. They're pretending a lot of things. Boy, I got to tell you what. I warned you about Joe Biden. I am fascinated by this. What Biden did? It was a blip in the news this week. If it was Trump, it'd be wall to wall. It'd be like Epstein and Trump lies. I mean, this is a sick mind, this guy Biden. I've warned you about him. You ever known a compulsive liar? There's a difference between a compulsive liar and most politicians. You say, Tara, yeah, you'd be a politician's lie. Yeah, I know they do. My program saved 5,000 lives. No, your program killed 25,000 people. They're both lying. But there's a difference between a compulsive liar and like your typical politician. Typical American. But we all tell lies. We all do. All of us. Studies have shown that. And most of our lies are go along to get along lies. Oh, that dress looks great on you. Oh, I totally am thrilled they hired him. Oh, good. No. Yeah. No, I love working here. Actually, I do love working here. But I have said that when it's not true. Come on, we all have. And politicians do this too, but they are measured in their lie. They tell lies that make sense from a survival perspective. Yeah, my program saved 5,000 lives. They know that's not true, but it sounds good. And if you're a Democrat, the media will repeat it. So might as well say it, right? But Joe Biden, he's something else. And I've warned you about him for a while. I've been saying this for what? Going on 2 years now? Joe Biden's another creature entirely. You ever worked with a compulsive liar? Known one? And believe me, if you did or you have, you got one in your family, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They can't help it. You bring up a topic, any topic, water skiing, jet skiing, Hawaiian vacations, the insurance industry. They got to lie for it. They will make it up on the spot. And they're so bad at it, usually you cringe. My husband worked with a guy like this once. And everybody who worked on shift with him was just like, oh, God, got him. And whatever you said, he had lied. And you could tell he was lying. Man, this guy had made millions of dollars before, but he'd failed. He was, you know, an expert on multiple subjects. He had, you know, great achievements in the sports world. I mean, it didn't matter what it was. He had a lie for it. And you knew he was lying. Joe Biden's like that. Lies that make no sense. Lies that not only don't further you, they hinder you. But you can't help it. It's compulsive. Go read the definition of compulsive liar. Joe Biden is a compulsive liar. He cannot help it. You want to know the level of sick we're talking about here? This story blows my mind. I mean, it really is a psychological study. This is exactly who the Fourth Estate is supposed to block from the White House. Joe Biden's wife tragically died. She died in an auto accident. It was her fault. She blew a stop sign. She wasn't paying attention. I don't know why she blew it. God bless her. She had her toddler daughter in the car, their daughter. She died too. Look, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. But Joe Biden lied about that. He likes to tell the story about how the guy who hit her drank his lunch and then ran slap into her. Didn't happen. And he told that story multiple times on the campaign trail in Delaware when he was in the Senate. And he got a cease and desist notice from the guy's family, the man who had hit his wife after she blew the stop sign. It was her fault. There has never been any doubt about that. The guy didn't have any alcohol in his system. Clear as day. The family had to finally send Joe a cease and desist. Stop lying. Why would you lie about that? Look, if you're trying to get sympathy and a sympathy, but just talking about your wife and your toddler dying, I mean, that'll do it. In an auto accident, you don't have to say anything else. But it can't help it. He's a sick puppy. I mean, mentally. I mean, I'm talking about politically. I'm talking he ain't right. And he's not all there. I could do a whole hour on that. He never has been all there. Two aneurysms didn't help. We do not need this guy with his finger on the button. This is the same guy who pointed out where the nuclear suitcase was. Anyway, so Biden goes back out. He's already been given the cease and desist order. The guy who hit your wife, moron, was not drunk. Please stop trashing our family member's name. So he goes back out on the trail with Obama, and he starts telling a story again. My wife was killed by a man who drank his lunch. He's even describing it the same way. Drunk driver killed my wife. So the Delaware papers, this is during the Obama run. He's already done it once during his Senate run. The Delaware papers start writing again. Joe Biden's lying again. He's lying again about how his wife died. Family sends another cease and desist to Joe. And he finally shuts up about it. He can't help himself. He can't. Now this. Oh, golly. Biden claims he was vice president during the Parkland shooting. I'm telling you, folks, this is what people think. Well, Biden, he's a moderate. He's going to be able to get there and win. He's at. I'm telling you, he's not what people think he is. And he can't stop. If you've ever known a compulsive liar, they can't stop. They cannot. 2020 Democrat frontrunner Joe Biden on Saturday falsely claimed that he was vice president during the February 2018 mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. I watched what here. Listen to Biden lie. Here we go.
When the kids from Parkland marched up to, and I met with them, and then they went off to up on the hill when I was vice president. They went off the hill to go into those neighborhoods. All those congressmen were like, no, I'm not here. I'm not here. I don't know.
He was trying to make a point about, yeah, you know, man, they're Congress members. They're embarrassed to be seen with these kids because they all want kids gunned down. They like guns. And I watched them go over to Congress. And they're just running from them, man. Okay. The problem is that the Obama administration ended in 2016. He's like, you know, it's like, remember Trump, it's the whole party's like, ran in 2016. You remember that? And the Parkland shooting was in 2018. Biden wasn't vice president during the Parkland shooting. Didn't happen. Biden had already been out as vice president for over a year when the Parkland shooting happened. He says, I watched what happened when the kids from Parkland marched up. They did. Remember all that? Remember the whole thing? Yeah, Biden won vice president. Didn't happen. I mean, this is one of those things that's easy to check. It's not hard. It's not confusing. He can't stop. He can't help himself. He can't. Keep your eye on him. I'm telling you, no matter how they got him in the poll, he's not what he seems. Oh, did you see the reports? The campaign is talking about keeping Biden off the trail to cut down the gaffes. Well, gaffes, yeah. He says we believe the truth, not the facts. I mean, yeah, I know. That's the Democrat Party for you. But I mean, no, when they say they want to keep him off the trail, they're afraid they can't stop him from lying, just making crazy stuff up. And they can't. Which, if he gets the nomination, is going to make this so much fun to watch.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Text to Rights, welcome back. Oh, I'm glad to be back. I miss you guys. I do. Text to Rights, hey, Tara. Just for the record, I've never wondered or cared why Europeans may speak more than one language. Yeah, me either. Okay. You know what? I'm going to start with this. Let's do this. This is the list of inconsistencies surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's death. I mean, folks, this is bizarre stuff. Epstein said he was considering naming names in his international sex ring. He had been found unconscious in his prison cell just 3 weeks earlier, before that. 2 days prior to his death, documents were released for the first time implicating several top Democrats in his pedophile sex ring. He was taken off suicide watch after a failed attempt just 2 weeks earlier. He was in isolation, which was unusual for a suicidal individual. Okay, the cameras malfunctioned. There was no video. There's a lot of coinkydinks here. The cameras malfunctioned. There's no video. I mean, folks, even Mexico has a video of El Chapo's escape from prison. So cameras malfunctioned. Then we hear that the cameras showed the guards did not do rounds, which is it? The prison guards had worked several extra shifts in the last week and were very sleepy. One prison guard on his floor was not even a certified guard. They forgot to check out. The cameras malfunctioned. They forget to check Epstein. Just forgot to check. Slept through their shift. Both of them. Did not check Epstein for several hours. CBS News report. You see this? Reports of screaming from Epstein's cell. So it's not a conspiracy site. Well, most of the time. They're writing about Trump, it is. CBS News, folks. Not a conspiracy. Not InfoWars. CBS News. Folks, if you kill yourself, do you scream? I mean, because you make the pain, you can make the pain stop at any time. It seems strange. Screaming? The morning Epstein to Huss. CBS News. Do you realize the MCC, where he was staying, had not had a successful suicide in 40 years? Just saying. And then you got this from Carol Lenning. This is very interesting to me because I know her. Washington Post reporter. She used to cover the Charlotte Mecklenburg School Board when I did. So I know we're going back. She works for the Washington Post now. She's a serious person. I don't agree with her politics at all, but she's a serious reporter. She doesn't say stuff like this. Here's her tweet. People close to Epstein fear he was murdered. As Epstein told authorities, someone tried to kill him in a previous incident weeks earlier. He was described as being in good spirits in recent days. I know her, and that jarred me that she wrote that. It's just not the kind of thing she does. She's a very measured person. I went, whoa. I mean, I can't recall in the years watching her report on so many different controversial things ever hearing her make a statement like that. It was a big deal. It was for me. That's interesting. Now, so Carol Lenning has sources close to Epstein who fear he was murdered, and they're telling her that. Wow, they're going to pursue that? Because Think Blue's putting out talking points for Democrats that are discouraging the pursuit of these sort of things. So I suppose it'll just be dropped eventually. It'll just fade. It'll just fade. I mean, I don't know. This whole thing is a wow for me. Where was I? Prison guards forgot to check on Epstein. Epstein was not suicidal, according to the medical professionals who assessed him. Epstein told his lawyers on Friday, a day before his death, see you Sunday. Epstein had to get on his knees to hang himself from his bed. Autopsy shows broken bones in the neck, common in strangulation deaths, not hanging. And, of course, all of this comes again after he told a New York Times reporter in August, last August, like a year ago, that he had the goods on an astonishing number of rich, famous, and powerful people, including tech oligarchs. He told that to New York Times columnist James Stewart. He said he had the photos to prove it. Again, not the first time we've heard that. We've known that going back to the Palm Beach trial. You know, where he abused 21 women, underage women, and got 10 months for it. You don't pull that off unless you got blackmail material, folks. This is a guy who spent his life collecting the material that would get him out of exactly this kind of predicament. And he kills himself rather than using it first? You believe that? Yeah, we'll probably never know. This will be like the grassy knoll, folks. This should be like Kennedy, who shot Kennedy, who shot, yeah. Who killed MLK? You know how it'll go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.